Hello.
Good afternoon. My name's Mercedes, calling from customer support. I'm just returning a call on a call that was given earlier.
Yes, someone had put charges onto my MasterCard, and I'd like to know what these charges are for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
12603. And could you please tell me why on my phone did this number just come as a fraudulent call?
I'm not sure, ma'am. It could be because I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies that sell different products and also have many sites online. So I'm not a company. I'm just a customer service agent.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. May I please have first and last name?
MCAULI, F as in Frank E. McAuliffe.
How about, I see a Christina McCullough?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
53 Mandalay Drive, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12603.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that information. I did see that this account started on June 2nd. Do you remember a survey coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a KitchenAid and all you had to do was pay shipping and handling to receive it, and it was $7.95 of shipping and handling?
No, honey, no, not at all.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have done the survey for the KitchenAid?
I really hope not, because I did not authorize this. So whatever it is, please cancel it, give me my money back, or whatever.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I will get you transferred over to a supervisor in the fraud department so that they can see what had happened. Due to the terms and the conditions on that company, it said that you want a chance to be entered into a sweepstakes, and within a sweepstakes entry, it came with a subscription of a factory direct savings store, which is an online gadget store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets. Yes, ma'am, and I'm going to get you a confirmation number to confirm that it's canceled, and I'm going to also get you transferred over to a supervisor so that they can help you with the fraudulent charge. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm almost through with your confirmation number. If you just one moment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, how did this work now? Somebody did a survey or through
it
what?
It was a
honey?
Survey done that said that you, it could have been through an email or a text message.
Wonderful. This is disgusting. You know, this modern technology that we have is I'd love to know how, because this happened to me once before, but it was really bad. They took money out of my account, my bank account, but this is ridiculous. Okay. All right, when you're ready, I have a pen and paper.
Yes, ma'am, and I do have that confirmation number. It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
260.
260.
173.
178. Okay. Thank you very much, and I'll hold on for the fraudulent line or whatever, whoever I have to speak to.
Yes, ma'am. And I do thank you for calling customer support. She'll be with you in just one moment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.